Harry Potter murders everyone at Hogwarts. I'm Michael Hax, and this is Unnews. April 21st, 2007. Hogsmeade, Scotland. Tragedy has struck at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry with the death of numerous innocent people. Harry Potter, famous as the boy who lived, went on a killing rampage at Hogwarts and then turned his wand on himself. Potter first killed two pupils in his dorm with the unforgivable Avada Kedavra in the early morning. He then paused for a couple of hours before continuing his deadly journey throughout Hogwarts. He walked the hallways, striking down staff members and dozens of young wizards and witches. When cornered by a number of teachers, he chose to turn his wand on himself rather than surrender. His friend, Ron Weasley, had this to say. I don't know what got into him. He was quiet these last few weeks, but that happens sometimes. He was a moody guy. I was up and in class before he left the dorm that morning. Draco Malfoy, another student, gave his account. We were hiding in our classroom when it all started, but then, at one point, someone gave us the all clear. So we all went into the hall, and then I see Crazy Potty starting to fire off curses again. Potter saw me and pointed his wand. I ducked behind Krabby, and luckily he took the curse full on. Then I jumped over his charred body and back into the classroom. A lot of people were banging to get in, but I wanted to be safe and had already sealed the door with a charm. Hermione Granger, one of Potter's closest friends, explained her suspicions as to the cause of the spree. Harry had been acting a bit weird lately, and I suspect it might have had something to do with Voldemort. Harry said his scar has been hurting him, and I've recently seen him torturing small animals and giggling. I think he may have been possessed. Harry may have been famous, but he was only a mediocre wizard. I mean, he couldn't even fix his glasses, much less avoid mind control. The fact that he managed to stay sane this long is a bit of a surprise. Professor Snape, who teaches defense against the dark arts, didn't seem surprised at all by the incident. I've been telling people for the last 6 years that Potter was unstable, just like his parents. But, being a former Death Eater, no one ever believes me. In a bizarre twist of fate, it was recently revealed that just before going on his final killing spree, he sent his owl Hedwig to the Ministry of Magic with a remember-all containing a vision of himself ranting and raving. Aurors have released a transcript which included the following. You thought I had everything I wanted. Fame, fortune, friends. But let me tell you, my firebolt broomstick wasn't enough. A large account at Gringotts Bank in Diagon Alley wasn't enough. Being known to every witch and wizard in the world wasn't enough. The rest of you had the one thing I could never have. Parents. Parents who love you. Parents who protect you. Parents who guide you. All I ever wanted was parents. And maybe a pony.
The Ministry of Magic is still investigating, and a report will be forthcoming. For Unnews, I'm Michael Hax, and you're not